candy, sweet as gold. It smells like we got cinnamon rolls. What is that deliciousness, Mackenzie?
You always love when I make oatmeal, Joe.
I do.
I made apples and cinnamon steel cut oatmeal. It's a new flavor I'm trying out.
I don't love it when you never share any with me, but.
Well, it's like not that big. It's like half a cup of oatmeal.
Take a little bite.
It's breakfast.
I'll take the remnants at the bottom. I'll mix it up.
I'll bring you some. Do you want, what flavor? Would you like apple cinnamon?
They all seem good.
Okay.
I'll take any of them.
I'll bring you, just have to bring it so it's easy. Convenience is key.
All right, cool. Hey, what had happened was our Instagram, it's messed up, man.
Yes. Okay, so Instagram keeps changing, and I just noticed literally this morning, we've been talking about it for weeks, they're taking away the likes. And so my account has been hit. So what you'll see now is it says you can see who is it liked by. Like it would be like liked by Joe Pesh. But I don't see the number of likes. However, Chops, producer Porkchop, was saying on his, if you look at my page, though, you can still see it. But I can't see it.
So yours hasn't been hit with it yet. Now, my whole thing is this. I think Instagram's been doing a lot of changes. And by the way, you can chime in, 833-563-2539. I kind of like it. I like what's actually happening. And I'll tell you why. I hate when you get crap from people like, oh, my God, you see what photos Joe liked? Now that people can't see that anymore, I'm a free man. I can like whatever I want whenever
man,
I want.
Man, I just learned about the snooping you could do when the following likes. You could see what other people liked, and I was super into that. And then they took that away. Now you can't even see the number of likes, which the number of likes is fine because people post good stuff and maybe don't have that many followers, so sometimes they're embarrassed if they got like 30 likes or something. So this will help those people. Now they feel more free, I guess.
We play a game where there's somebody that we know and we're like, we describe like what the photo is, like what they posted, and then we guess how many likes we think it got, because it gets so little usually.
It's so mean. We do that though sometimes.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game.
You can't do it anymore now.
But I'll be honest, and maybe this makes me sound petty or insecure or whatever, I really do get insecure with likes, and that's anybody, like that people have a lot of followers. Like I think it's all comparative. Like compared to Porkchop, I have a lot of followers, but then me compared to Kim Kardashian, I don't even have an Instagram. Like it's all different when you compare stuff, but I guess I'll be honest, I chase likes sometimes. Like not that I try to do things like, ooh, this will get more likes than that, but I do get excited if something gets 400 likes instead of 100.
I would probably say 90% of the people on Instagram look at their likes and they like care about them. Obviously, like they want to post a picture that's going to get a lot of likes and a lot of double taps. And I mean, if you watch like the Kardashians, they have even talked about it on episodes. You're like, oh, wait, like hold off to post this. Like, don't post it till this time. Post that version than that one because that's more likely to get a lot of likes. And there was even Instagram actually kind of had like a malfunction a couple of months ago. And there's this fashion blogger that I follow. She has like 1.3 million followers and she posted a photo and she only got 12,000 likes. And normally she gets like hundreds of thousands of likes. And she admitted on her own Instagram page, she was freaking out. She was stressing out about it because like one that, you know, she just cares so much about it. And then she's like, it made me realize like that is such a stupid thing to care about. It ended up being a malfunction. But the fact that I even like let it take up my time is stupid.
I think social media should really supplement your passion. I don't think it should be the passion. And by meme I think influencers, amazing. Get your money, do your thing, honey. But if this whole thing goes away tomorrow, what are you doing with your life? Like, I think it should help build your brand, build your passion, but you need to actually be doing something else, not just that. And I understand you can make lots of money, but I'm saying if it all goes away, what are you going to do? Like, what?
I don't know. I'm trying to like double down here and I'm going to put it on Instagram soon, but I think I'm going to get YouTube going and Facebook lives. I want to start doing that food eating thing. Like women do it a lot where they eat the food.
The YouTube channel.
I think I could do big with that.
Honestly, you might be able to. That is huge right now.
Are we talking sexy or just
it's just me eating
women
food.
Eating an crazy amount of food.
What is wrong with society? First of all, who has time to sit and watch other people eat food?
I don't understand the appeal. I understand the appeal of ASMR. I don't understand the appeal of that.
Oh my God, what if I combine the two of that?
I think some people are, there's already people in the market that do that, Joe.
This chicken.
You could start rubbing it on your body. You could do it shirtless.
Crispy yet moist.
I feel like he definitely is planning on doing it shirtless. Like, we obviously already know that.
And then if people love animals, my dogs often, when I eat at home, I eat shirtless. Like, we had spaghetti last night.
You eat at home just sitting there shirtless all the time?
Yeah, because I always get it, like, on my shirt and stuff. Then you have to wash the stains out. Yeah,
don't you get it in your beard or your chest hair, then?
I do, but then my dog Benny comes along and eats
it. Ew!
That's really gross. I'm like,
I'm picturing
honestly
food getting tangled in your chest hair and your dog coming over and
also
nibbling it up.
He has hair on his man boobs.
Oh my God.
That's not real. You're joking.
Oh my God. Hold on. I don't think she'll pick up. Well, I'll wrap it up right now because Portia has to give me the wrap. So hold on. Let me call my wife.
I'm gonna gag.
I'm gonna see if she'll pick up right now.
This is disturbing.
No, it's not.
Please stop. I feel like he puts food on his nips on purpose.
I don't put it on my nips.
I'm about to throw up. Please, that's so gross.
Stop it. It's not that bad.
It really is though. Nasty. Ew. He probably purposely puts peanut butter on his man boobs.
Get out of here.
He's like, come here, Benny. Come here, Paddington.
You know what?
Are you hungry?
I don't think she'll pick
up. I am traumatized.
You agree, Flimsy?
Oh, good. Flimsy probably purposely is not picking up.
It's normal.
The phone.
Real quick, Nick the engineer in here fixing
stuff. It's not normal.
Nick,
that is not normal.
Is that normal, Nick, to put, like, you know, not to put it on there, but if your dog, like, eats the food off, you know, big deal.
No. This
off
is our engineer, Nick.
Your naked skin.
I mean, I don't want to gang up on you, man, but no.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. Whatever. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.